Welcome to the Mom Talk Podcast, where we believe that being an informed mom is key to recognize problems at an early age. As a mom in today's world, facing challenges can be overwhelming, but having the right support can make all the difference. We're proud to provide helpful and trustworthy information to support you on your parenting journey. We do this by interviewing parenting experts from all over the world. Visit us at mom-talk.ca to access our podcast library and stay up to date with our latest content. Follow us on social media for more tips, hacks, and inspiration. Thank you for joining us on this exciting journey of motherhood. Welcome to Mom Talk, the talk show for moms. I'm Genevieve Cao-Lefebvre, and I will be your host today. I am with my two co-hosts, Becca Yee-Lewis and Heather Fox. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
So today we are talking about help. How do I stay connected with my teens when they're pushing me away? I think we hear about this a lot these days, so I'm really happy to talk about this today. And we have with us Georgiana Lee from Coquitlam, so it's awesome. Georgiana is local to us, and Georgiana is a counselor and a coach. Hi, Georgiana. Welcome.
Hello, ladies, and hello, moms. It's nice to be here.
Awesome, awesome. So first question for you today. So what are things that teens want their parents to know?
Okay. So I want to give a little context. I worked with teens who were ready to run away.
Oh, wow.
Parents who were ready to kick their kids out. And I worked with them to rebuild that relationship. And I got the honor to hear from the teens directly what they want their parents to know. So this coming from them. They want you to know, I still need you. I might be in a big body. I might be mouthy sometimes and sassy and bratty, but I still need you, right? They want you to know, I need some space and connection, not one or the other. They want you to know, I need your acceptance and your approval, right? I want to feel that no matter what I do, you love me and you accept me. It's okay to screw up. It's easy to love our kids. It's easy for them to feel it when they're doing well, doing good. They want us to know, they want us to know, I need you to give me that feeling even when I mess up. Right? So that's another thing. They want to know that we are proud of them. They say to me, I don't think my parents are proud of me. They're so disappointed in me. And it's heartbreaking seeing their faces when they say that to me. And so I say, so you just want to know your parents are proud of you? Yeah, I really do. Okay. This is another thing. They want us to know that life is already hard for me. I feel a lot of pressure. I don't always know how to handle that pressure. Please don't add more. Please don't add more stress to my life. I need you to be my safe place to land. So, I mean, just saying those to me, I just feel this warmth inside of, wow, is that what our teens want us to know when they're screaming at us, slamming doors at us, saying we suck? That's actually what they want us to know. That is really what they want us to
know. So that never really changes, right?
Well, this is the thing. We think that parenting teens requires us to be completely different, but it's not that different from when they're toddlers and preschoolers, right? They just want to know you love me still. You're proud of me. If I mess up, it's going to be okay. It's not going to damage our relationship, right? But our expectations tend to change as they grow taller, as they have ability to do more things. We think that they don't need those things and we're wrong.
Right. Definitely. Okay. So what is something that you recommend that every parent do to help strengthen that relationship with their teen?
Okay. I love this question because then we don't feel so helpless. We're like, oh, I can actually do something. So there's a few. One is you must learn and understand brain development. You must learn what's happening with the brain so that you can have realistic expectations. Because when we don't have realistic expectations, it causes frustration in us, but we also put more pressure on them to do things that they actually cannot do yet because their brain is not ready to do those things yet. And the more we understand brain development, the more we can help our kids, our teens, understand that they don't suck. Because sometimes they wonder too, like, why can't I sort this out? Why am I such a jerk when I don't really want to be? Why can't I figure out how to do X, Y, Z? Right? So when we understand that, it changes everything. That's one. The second one is so, so huge. And I'm saying this because I see this as a parent. I see this as a coach and counselor, but primarily because the teens are telling me this. So they want you to hear this really loud and clearly. We need to grow our empathy muscle, our ability to try to understand what they're going through. And sometimes we get frustrated as parents because our teens can't articulate what they're going through. They can't tell us with words what they're struggling with. And then we put more pressure on them. But what do you mean? Like, what do you need help with? What's going wrong? What's the challenge? Sometimes you're going to get a child, a teen who can explain that to you. And other times they don't have the ability to. And they need us to still bring compassionate curiosity to what's going on. Just like when they were 2 or 4 and they couldn't really speak and tell us things, we still try to imagine how they were feeling and what they were needing. Okay. So I want to walk us through a few things to consider, some questions to ask ourselves to try to get into that empathy mode. So these are things you can journal on or reflect on or talk to a friend about. Something I needed more of as a teenager was, right? So bring yourself back to that time when you were a teenager. What did you need more of from your parents? Something I needed less of as a teenager was. Heather's laughing. You have an idea, I imagine. Something I wish my parents understood about me was. Something I wanted acknowledgement for as a teen was. This one is huge. The teens tell me, I just wish my parents could see this. I wish they would understand this, right? But they don't. And then they get all riled up and upset and disappointed. These next two prompts are about challenges, right? A challenge my child, a challenge my teen has to deal with now that I did not have to deal with is, right? I didn't have to deal with social media. I didn't have to deal with that kind of pressure and that all my mistakes are recorded and posted at any point in time. I didn't have to live in that world. It's a very different world for our kids, right? So imagining what challenges they're going through. A challenge that my teen has to deal with that I didn't have to. I think I just said that one. maybe that was the one. Anyways, challenges. What are they dealing with that I didn't have to, right? Because it grows in empathy, because they're like, you don't get it. And they can't always help us understand. These next ones are imagining your child or your teen is talking to you. What would they say if they trusted that you would not interject, you would not defend yourself, and they had free rein to be honest? What would they say? So this is, Mom, I wish you could see that. Right? Mom, something I want acknowledgement for is. Mom, something that's hard for me right now is. Mom, something I need from you is. Mom, I wish you would stop. Teens have tons to say about this one. Are well-intentioned things we do as parents, as moms, because we want to help them. And they're like, this drives me crazy. Please stop. Right? So I want you as a mom to imagine what those things might be. If you gave your child, your teen, a microphone and they could broadcast it to the world what they would want you to stop, imagine what that might be. Okay. And this last one, Mom, I wish you would blank more often. Right? What do you think your teen would love more often from you? So all of these prompts help us step a little bit into the shoes, into the mind of our teen. without us having to bombard them with questions. That's the thing that teens tell me. Too many questions. Please ask my mother to stop talking. Stop talking and stop asking me things. It's too much, right? But it's still important that we get our mindset there and that we don't rely on our children to give us all the answers. So that's the piece. This next piece is about space and connection, right? So I want you as a mom to reflect on, I've been giving my teen space to become independent by, right? What are the things that you've been doing lately that are offering your teen some space to discover who they are, to become themselves? And then the opposite of that, which they still need, is I've been giving my teen the opportunity for connection with me by, right? How am I creating opportunities for us to connect? Am I willing to look for what they enjoy? A lot of times I talk to parents and they want their kids to do things. They want their teens to join things that the parent likes to do. And I'll ask them, like, but do they have any interest in that? No. They're like, no, they don't. Well, let's think about what your teen enjoys. What would be a pleasant connection thing? And one mom I talked to recently, she said, my 14-year-old, he would love if I went to the movies with him. And she said, you mean it's that simple? Like, go to the movies with him? And I said, yes, it's that simple. She's like, but he's going to want me to watch something I don't want to watch. I told her, it doesn't matter. Go anyways. Right? It's one night. It's 2 hours. And she texted me after and she said, he lit up. He lit up that I took time out of my night to spend with him instead of my 3 other children. He lit up because I went to see a movie he thought I would never go see. And he was like, oh, that's awesome, Mom. I had so much fun. Right? So there's that. I've just put notes on here to help me stay focused.
That's they good. Want us.
they want like us to find ways to encourage them and nurture them. You know, when they're babies, it was natural for us to use a warm and friendly tone. Our energy was cheerful. It was welcoming. Our body language was kind. It was calming. We offered nurturing touch. We forget that teens need those things still. All human beings need those things. It doesn't stop after they're 2, 3, 4 years old, right? So find your way of offering nurturance and encouragement that matches who your kid is. Every kid is different, right? So see it as a discovery process. I want to say one quote that really changed my parenting, which is from Dr. Gordon Neufeld. He said, kids do not run away from home. They run to home. That was very powerful for me, especially for someone working with teens who are ready to run away and trying to help them rebuild family. And what that really is about is teens want a sense of belonging and acceptance in their home. If they do not have that, no matter how much we love them, how much we know we unconditionally love them, if they don't sense that and they don't feel that through the things we say and what we do, they will navigate towards and gravitate towards most likely other teens, other people who give them that sense of acceptance and belonging. So we want to practice giving them that feeling at home. Practice telling your kids something I'm proud of you for is. What I love about you is. Even when you struggle, I want you to know. And a lot of moms will tell me, but I love my kid unconditionally. They know I love them. And I'll pause and I say, okay, you know that. But I want you to really think about your teen and think about whether they believe it. Do they feel it? If we were to look back at our morning and I were to watch the recording, imagine we recorded ourselves, watch the recording of the things, everything that came out of my mouth this morning towards my teen. Are they things that are giving them the feeling that they're accepted, they belong, they're encouraged, I trust them to go out and explore and make mistakes, and I'm still here for them? And moms will be mortified, be like, oh, no, I didn't give them that feeling at all. So really want to encourage you to do that. Another big thing is hearing from our kids, right? And this depends, our kids will only talk to us, one, if they trust us, right? In order for them to trust us, we have to be able to shut up. And I mean that in the most loving way. We need to be able to listen and not interject and not defend ourselves, right? So these are four prompts I'm going to share with you that when I tell teens, like, you get to tell your parents this, I'll help you like moderate this conversation. Their eyes light up. They're like, really? I can say these things? Okay. What is something you want me to know? What could I do better to support you? Right? Imagine asking your teen these questions. This one might be a hard one for us moms to hear the answer to, but I encourage you to feel your butt on the chair and breathe and listen to the answer. What do I do that drives you crazy? And what would be more helpful? A question like this is something we typically want to interject and explain why we do it out of good intention. And I want to remind us, please stop. Your child is about to give you a gold mine of information for you to reflect on. It's going to tell you what they deeply need that they don't feel they're getting from you. And it gives you an opportunity to recalibrate and try to offer that to them. This last question is, what have I done that's hurt you? And what would you like me to apologize for? Depending on your relationship and the way you ask that question, some teens will be like, you don't freaking know what I want you to apologize for? Well, screw you. If your child responds that way, it just means there's more gentle relationship building to do. And once that part has softened, your relationship feels stronger and they begin to trust you. They begin to trust that when I actually share with you, you're going to listen. You're not going to defend yourself. You will actually apologize. Then they're willing to share that part with you, right? What have I done that's hurt you? And what would you like me to apologize for? All right. Another huge thing, if you want to strengthen your relationship with your child, we must, as moms, learn to regulate our nervous systems. Learn tools that help you regulate, deal with your anxiety, your overwhelm, your stress, and your fears. The fears that we have for our teens is valid. They make sense. It's a scary time for us as moms, right? But what happens is when we don't have a place to put that, it comes out in everything we say and do towards our teens. And that just gets in the way of us having a strong relationship. Our fear has to be put somewhere else in order to be able to hold space and presence for their fears and their struggles, right? Their joys and their challenges. So I definitely recommend that. This one. Grow your self-awareness to know when what I am doing, is it adding to the regulation or is it adding to dysregulation? Is it adding stress and overwhelm and anxiety to my child? Or is it actually bringing some gentleness, some calm, and some peace? Right? A lot of us are so well-intentioned. We have advice. We want to problem solve. We want to remind them of all the things that could go wrong. And those things are actually adding more stress to our children. And so they have their own stresses already. Now they hear our stresses and they can't think straight. And then they explode or they withdraw, right? So that piece is really important. That was a lot. I hope something in there is helpful.
I think that was really helpful. You know, there's so many great prompts in there, things to think about. And I feel like I'm going to be listening to this every time I have a fight with with my children as they get older. Yeah. My older son's reaching that kind of preteen stage, so I can feel it coming. Yeah. So, you know, those prompts will be so helpful for years to come. And I'm sure lots of other moms either feel it right now or feel it coming for the future. Well, sure. Georgina, I feel like we can talk about this for a really long time. We can, you know, keep diving into this, but we're running out of time. So I would love to find out, where can we find you?
You can find me on my website. It's georgianalee.com. Also, I co-host a podcast called Wholehearted Loving, the simple tools, the simple path to a good life, where we talk about practices, tools, and mindset shifts that help us have a deeper connection to ourselves as moms, as people, so that we can have healthier relationships. So that's called Wholehearted Loving. We're on all the podcast platforms and on YouTube, and also at wholeheartedloving.com.
Well, thank you so much, Georgina. Thank you, all of you, to be here today. So for people that are listening or viewing us right now, to reach us or to view our available episodes, please visit our website at mom-talk.ca, or visit the Mom Talk YouTube channel or all other podcast platform. So the Mom Talk Show is previously called Parent Talk Podcast, and Les Parents Parlent Balado is a bilingual show. So check out our great content in both English and French. If you're an expert in the parenting world, please visit the Contact Us section on our website at mom-talk.ca. We want to have you on the show. We want to hear from you. So Mom Talk would like to thank our generous sponsor, Tri-Cities Community Television and La Société Francophone de Maillardville. If you know a mom that would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with her. We want to help her. We all try to help each other as mom, right? So always remember, it's important to laugh, keep learning, cherish your village, and be true to yourself. See you soon with another amazing guest from Becca, Heather, and I, Genevieve. Thank you for joining us.